The summer slide. That's the annual learning loss that happens when students spend 3 months away from school. Now, researchers warn about a COVID slide that could leave some students particularly far behind. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service reports that as hard as students, teachers, and parents try to keep up remotely, kids are bound to show up in the fall well behind on their studies.
Yes, parents, remote learning does mean you need to play a much bigger role in your kids' education. But that doesn't mean feeding them the answers on a video call with a teacher.
How does multiplication relate to fractions?
Numbers? Well, like...
You can multiply fractions.
You can multiply fractions, too.
Wichita teacher Lon Nguyen says she knows parents are trying.
But they're not trained educators. And also, you know, these kids, they learn from their peers too. They just don't learn from the teachers. So having that, not having that interaction with each other can be a downfall too.
Nguyen has gone from seeing her class of third graders every weekday to now just once a week on video calls, plus a couple one-on-one check-ins. Kansas recommends third grade students spend no more than an hour each day learning. The guidelines suggest more for older kids, but nothing like a school day in ordinary times. And more than a few students are playing hooky. A little more than half of Nguyen's 23 students log in for her weekly videos. And other teachers tell her their turnout is even worse.
I know that my friends at other schools, they're not that lucky to get that kind of involvement with the students or the parents.
The kids who fare worst from home, the ones who are already struggling in school. Researchers say those students could fall much further behind. Megan Kufeld is a researcher with NWEA, a nonprofit that works on testing. She says the learning gaps teachers already deal with could grow far worse.
They may have already had kids who are one grade above grade level and one grade below, and maybe now it'll be even more than that.
Kufeld used data on that summer slide to predict how much students will lose while away from school because of the coronavirus. The worst-case scenario for students that don't do any remote learning, losing 30% of what they typically pick up from an entire school year. Math skills drop the most. Kufeld says that's because traditionally, parents are more likely to spend bedtime with their kids reading The Little Prince than reviewing the Pythagorean theorem.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not what we typically imagine when we think of the really, you know, wonderful parent-child bonding time. It's not usually over math workbooks.
Some of that loss could be offset by remote learning. Barnes-Hanover-Lynn, a school district about an hour north of Manhattan, says its students' grades are holding about where they were before the shutdown. But that's with the school focusing more on reviewing old material rather than teaching new stuff. Still, it's not the academics that worry the district superintendent, John Wetzel.
Academically, we can always get them caught up to a certain extent. You know, it's the other parts of the whole education that are starting to worry me a little bit.
By that, he means helping students develop social skills or deal with problems at home. Problems likely made worse when a parent loses a job because of the coronavirus or when a child no longer has school as a sanctuary from abuse in the home. That also worries Allison Wishard-Guerra, an education researcher at UC San Diego. She says without addressing students' emotional needs, the extra few months of learning loss they experience now could snowball and hold them back throughout the rest of their education.
Whatever loss, academic losses can easily be regained when children come back together in the classroom if they are able to process the trauma that they've experienced and to recover from that trauma.
Guerra says that's the real hard work schools will need to address in the fall, assuming the coronavirus doesn't keep students away from school even longer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.